I was looking up some stuff and I found an article on imposter syndrome. And imposter syndrome is basically the idea that you've only succeeded due to luck and not because of your talent or qualifications. And like, it's basically like when you just feel like the role that you have in your life or whatever you're doing, that people are going to find out that you're not as good as you really are. It's like in your head, even though you've accomplished so much, you still feel like you're not really doing anything, or like you're not who people think that you are.
And basically, so imposter syndrome can also be like you're looked at as a fraud at the end of the day. You consider yourself that,
Yeah, it's in your own mind.
like you're not supposed to be wherever you're at. And
Yeah.
that could be whatever you're doing, if you're in your field, or if you just are in a position that you're wondering, well, do I really deserve this position?
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty common. As a matter of fact, 70% of individuals actually experience imposter syndrome. I thought that was a crazy stat. So 70% of us are going through this.
And I'm one of the 70% because, to be real, like when people be like, oh, congratulations on this, that, or anything, in my mind, I'd be like, I'm really not shit. So why do you, like, because in my mind, I never just kind of try to focus on that moment when I accomplish something. I'm always thinking about what I need to do next.
Yeah, that's true.
So I never even take in the moment. And then I just really in my head be like, I'm not really doing nothing because there's people my age doing so much more. And people younger than me doing so much more. So in my mind, I'd be like, nah, I'm not getting it right now.
Yeah, that's
But
true.
to other people, they'd be like, you getting it. But I'm like, well, I don't know what y'all look seeing.
With the imposter syndrome, though, it's something that is really going on with millennials, if you didn't know that, especially because of this whole social media craze that we have, we're growing up in, you know what I'm saying? Like Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, even, you're constantly putting your best parts first. So people are only seeing the best part of you. So then everybody is comparing like their life to the best part of you. Even though that might not be the whole entire you, but social media, you're gonna put the
Come
best
on.
parts of your life. So it's like this constant comparison with everybody. And then it's just like, well, damn, am I really doing what I need to be doing? So millennials, we're thinking of that.
And
And
also, I was gonna say, because Facebook is not the real you.
oh
Like
yeah, that's
on
true.
social media, there's layers. It's like you got the Facebook layer, then you got your Instagram layer, then you got your Snapchat layer. Snapchat is mostly the real you.
Nah, it's and then I don't know, social media is just one of those things where it's just like it's good, but then it's like it's brought so many bad things that, well, I feel like we're not seeing now, but we might see in 20 years or 30 years, especially the generation, what's her name, Z?
Generation Z, Gen Z.
Like all these people born in 2000, 2001, like I don't even know how they about to turn out.
Apparently they turn out like the people that be on TV saying, if I get coronavirus, I get it.
Coronavirus, what are you saying?
Coronavirus.
I'm just trying to party. If I get it, I get it.
That's Gen Z.
Yeah, that's Gen Z.
So I hope y'all didn't get it twisted that that was millennials out
But
there.
yeah, that's so we're constantly going through that, experiencing imposter syndrome. But then also, you see it in, especially in the groups that you hang out with. So in my group, you know what I'm saying, the Langster group, we were, I would consider, a lot of us were high achievers. Like you, actually, I consider you a high achiever.
See, you see that face that I even made? And when he said that, I made a face like high achiever, like no, I'm not. But okay, I'm a high achiever.
It's like with the high achievers, like they're unable to accept their success, their success sometimes because they don't believe that it's them. So it's just like it really gets the people who are always trying to succeed or be a high achiever, compared to people who don't really care, they don't care. But it's really apparent, like, if you reach that goal and then you like, the heck?
Yeah. And so you like, so basically, I guess I need to start working on what's next. And you never even stop. Higher achievers do experience imposter syndrome. And like, there's many other reasons why people experience imposter syndrome as well. Like, if you are a person that has anxiety, you probably suffer from imposter syndrome. Because, you know, I have anxiety. And before I do something that I'm kind of thinking in my head, like, I'm not really, you know, fit for this, but I could probably do a good job. But those moments before, I'm sitting there like heart beating, like boom, 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 like that. Like even childhood experiences and like memories that you have may have triggered you to have imposter syndrome. For me, like when I grew up, like, you know how in churches and stuff, it would be like, bring your honor roll and your perfect attendance and your grace to the church and the pastor will, you know, like, it was like that. And I kind of got to the point where I didn't like having my stuff being read off because, like, not any of my church friends that I was like friends with, but like other kids at the church would just be like kind of make it seem like I thought I was all that because I had good grades or that I was acting white or stuff like that because I taught proper and stuff. And it was just like at that point it was just like I don't want people to really know about my accomplishments because I don't want people to think that I think I'm better than them. In which I never thought I was better than anybody. I've always had, but I've had, you know, high confidence when I do stuff. But there's like this another side of me that's like, you can't do it or that I'm not good enough to get it. But now in days, I'm more, you know, positive about things. And I think that will be a part of when you start to, you know, fix your imposter syndrome or get through it. But there's different ways to, like, why do you think that do you have imposter syndrome?
I would say I have experienced imposter syndrome. Probably in grad school. Yeah, I definitely went through imposter syndrome. And then, I don't know, you probably experienced it multiple times through your life, probably looking back. Even how you brought up childhood experiences. I guess, in a way, I went through that in middle school initially when I moved from Moon. Moon was on the east side of Oklahoma City. Then I went to Belle Isle my middle school year, And then when I went to Belle Isle, you know, that was like the smart school, more white people. No offense to white people. But yeah, it was more white people. So that was different. So then I would just have a sense of, do I belong in this school? Because I didn't want to go to the Belle Isle school. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to stay where I was at. But my mom wanted me just to try it out. You know what I'm saying? And so I just tried it out. And then that was one thing. I was just like, first day, I think I got there, I think I was noticing that people was like super smart. You know, and then I was just like, well, dang, I don't know if I'm, I knew I was one of the smartest people, you know what I'm saying, in my classroom in fifth grade at Moon. But I mean, I was in classroom low key with people that couldn't read. So when I went to Belle Isle, I'm in a classroom where everybody can read on level, you know what I'm saying, and beyond. And then, you know, that's kind of intimidating at first because you just like, for a while, I didn't even want to do work because, you know, those first 2 weeks, you know, you know, I'm doing work. But then those first 2 weeks I was in middle school, I was like, man, I don't really want to do work because this might be super hard and I might get exposed and look dumb and then this is going to be hard. But, you know, I got it. And, you know, I'm saying with my abilities, I realized that I was on the same level as most of them, if not more than them, you know what I'm saying? And then that's where you just got to believe in yourself because, you know, even though we go through a imposter syndrome, you know what I'm saying, you can get... You can overcome it, but then at the end of the day, I want just to be apparent that imposter syndrome doesn't really go away. Because any field that you move into, if it's differently or something like that, you're still going to be impacted by it, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? So it's just you experience it differently because you're older or you're in a different field.
Yeah, and I think another thing for me was, like, I feel like it could have came from my parents as well, too, because it was always, like, B's were not acceptable.
Mm.
And so it was just, like, it's people around you just, like, doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dang, I can't even bring home a B, and you bringing home D's. Like, how is that even possible? How are you living?
Yeah, no, that's true.
So I think for me, it was just like, is anything going to be good enough?
Definitely. I think that's true with those expectations that you were dealing with, because that's just one of the symptoms, you know, of imposter syndrome, such as if you're not living to your expectations. Or how I was talking about avoiding responsibilities as a child. You know, I was just avoiding that responsibility of doing work, classwork, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want to deal with that. Also, another symptom, you know, of imposter syndrome is if you are, say you're at your job and then you avoid asking for a raise, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's little things like that to where just like you are.
You're like, you don't deserve it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you undervalue yourself, which you probably have all the abilities as your coworkers, but you feel like you don't belong there. So you feel like you don't deserve a raise.
Yeah.
Or those people that avoid raises are also probably the people going overboard with tasks and goal setting because you're constantly scared of, you know, failure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these are just some of the symptoms, you know, for imposter syndrome, to where if you experience some of those, well, you probably had imposter syndrome and you didn't even know it.
Because
I've definitely gone through that, to where I overplan for something, or if I undervalue my ability, you know what I'm saying? Just to where I don't believe in myself sometimes, just because I can't believe, you know, I'm in a situation or whatever, or you're surrounded with people that may not necessarily look like you. So you feel like you don't belong in that room with those people, which I totally understand, especially being in this, the chemistry field. I definitely see that multiple times, you know, practically all the time. And so these are just the symptoms. And then because these are the symptoms, you can have and experience different types or varieties of imposter syndrome.
Yeah, like one of them, like, and I feel like I have many pieces of these different ones within myself. Like one of them is the perfectionist. So that means like you set high expectations for yourself. And even if you do meet 99% of your expectations, you're still thinking in your head like you're a failure. Like it still wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Or any small mistake that you make, you're just automatically like, I'm the worst. Like I'm dumb. I cannot do anything. I need to get it together.
Yeah.
And I find myself doing that to myself sometimes too. Or you're the person that's the expert.
What's that?
And this is the expert is the type of one where you're basically, before you do something, you're going to read everything that you can about it. You're going to try to figure out everything about it. And we've done this one too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I've done that before. I'm not going to lie. I've done that before. I got to go because, you know, you can't be going in there not knowing what you're about to talk about.
Like, before you do a project or before you do something, you're going to be going to get certificates, training. You're going to be reading books about it. You're going to be researching it to death. You're going to be on YouTube about it. And we even did this when we got pregnant. We started getting books. We went to all the classes. We were like, we got to know what the hell is going on when she get her and when we had this baby.
Yeah, that is true, because low-key, we was probably experiencing imposter syndrome because we were scared of,
like, you know, how are we gonna be parents?
Yeah, that title parent, you know what I'm saying?
Because I would keep saying, I would be saying, who gave us a baby? Who gave us a baby?
Yeah, that is true. Wow.
See? No.
Oh man. What? Oh man, we just got it.
And another one about the expert is they do not want to raise their hand in class to in because they're going to feel like it's going to seem like they look stupid if they ask a question in class.
Oh, okay.
And I probably have experienced this in math and science. I probably have. And then another one is the natural genius.
Mm-hmm.
I've experienced this one as well. The natural genius, if they struggle at something, they're going to feel like that they don't need to be doing it. And that that's proof that they're an imposter.
Mm.
Or if they feel like they have to work hard to accomplish something, or if they have to work hard, they think that means they aren't good enough.
Okay.
Because they feel like they're supposed to already know how to do stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's supposed to come easy to them. And if it doesn't come easy to them, then their brains is telling them that that's proof that they're an imposter.
Mm.
And the next one is a soloist. They feel like they have to accomplish something on their own. And if they need to ask for help, then that means they're a fraud.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm definitely a soloist.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm definitely. I don't ask for help for nothing.
That's very true. That be getting on my nerves, y'all.
It's like, I'm going to try to figure out on my own first. And then, like, dang. And then if I ask, I feel like, well, damn, I'm stupid.
Mm, that's deep.
Yeah. Yeah. But I know at the end of the day, you know, everybody has to ask for help.
Yeah, and that's what I be trying to teach them, y'all. It's okay. It's okay to ask for help.
Mm.
And this is the one that I feel like a lot of people deal with, too. And this is the Superman or Superwoman. They push themselves to work harder than everybody around them to prove that they're not an imposter. Mm. They're like, if I don't work my very hardest and give 150%, then they gonna find out. So let me make sure that I'm crossing my I's and dotting my T's.
Yeah.
And they feel like this in every aspect of their life.
Yeah.
As a parent, as a partner, at work, as a family member. And it makes them feel stressed out when they're not accomplishing as one of those things.
Mm.
And I feel like I definitely deal with that one because I'm like, if I'm lacking right here, then it's a problem. I'm trying to be the best in every part of my life. And if I'm not the best, then it's a problem. Like when I was in grad school and they wouldn't give me a 100% on the paper. I'm like, what is y'all doing? Like, what? And I would just work hard and stress myself out on that next paper to where it was like, this better be a 100. And it would be a 100. Because I ain't playing with these people.
No, yeah, I definitely get that, though. And then that's what's so crazy. There's so many, a variety of things to be in this imposter syndrome. And that's the reason why it's also so common, especially in minorities, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because we feel like we are not good enough, or, you know what I'm saying, like I was talking about earlier.
We always got to work extra hard.
Yeah, or, you know, we feel like we are fraud, so we could lose our job at any moment because we are not supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, you know, imposter syndrome is just one of those things that I always thought just sucked at the end of the day. You feel like this, but, you know, it's one thing, though, is that it happens to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And since it does happen to everybody, we're able to talk to people about it.
Yes.
And that's one thing that I felt like was actually helpful towards me, especially, you know, when I was getting this little PhD thing.
See, the little PhD, that's not little. That is not little. Everybody don't, what?
No,
you should be proud of that. And that's another thing, you'd be downplaying that all the time. Like, he doesn't want to be called a doctor. Like, it's like, what are you doing? That'd be the first thing I would do is like, I'm doctor.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. That could be one that I never thought of, you know what I'm saying? That could just, yeah, sometimes, you know, I feel like a fraud that I have it, you know?
Mm.
And it's just like, I don't know why, but it's just like, it's even, you know, I just got, it's newly, so it's like, I still experience that. And then that's just one of the things where it's just like, imposter syndrome sucks because it's never going away, but you can cope and treat with it.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's just like, you know, it's a constant thing to where you know, it, I realize now that I had imposter syndrome, you know, as a child, but then I experienced it, you know, in middle school, then when I got to grad school, college, you know what I'm saying? And now even the field I'm in now, because you can have it to where, at least for us millennials, because we're so young, and we're in the field with everyone.
Yeah.
So you're in the field with people that's been in
really
the game.
Really don't think you know.
Yeah,
that.
For like 10, 20 years, and they, you know, they just like, oh, you knew. But you know, we could have different concepts and ideas and bring new things. And then that's one thing of just how imposter syndrome sucks, y'all. It just sucks sometimes, but we can get through it.
Yeah, but as long as you just observe what you're thinking in your mind, and once you get, okay, you can't just think that what you are thinking in your mind is what's the truth. Yeah. You have to get outside of that. And it's like, there's hope at the end of this. Like, you don't have to always experience this when you're doing things, when you're jumping out of the box. Life is about challenging yourself and being uncomfortable. But during those moments, you have to be confident and positive with yourself and confident in yourself. So, like, ways to get over is just, first of all, like you were saying, there's other people going through it too. So talk to someone. And when you talk to someone you trust, someone in your field, if you have your, you know, your career mentor, your professional mentor, whatever, talk to them about it. And you'll see that you're really not the only person dealing with this. Mm-hmm. Like you said, 70% of people are dealing with imposter syndrome, men and women, old and young. We're all dealing with it. Billionaires are dealing with it. These people that are CEOs, they're dealing with it. The people that you just got out of college and you're getting into your career, you're dealing with it. Everybody in some form, in some way, has dealt with imposter syndrome. And another thing is to give yourself positive self-affirmations. Like, just tell yourself, I deserve to be here. I'm great at what I do. I'm qualified to do what I do. I have the skills. Say your skills to yourself. Remind yourself of the things that you are capable of doing and the things that you can challenge yourself to one day be capable of doing.
Yeah.
When people are telling you, you're a very good this, you do this very well, believe them. Actually believe the things that people are saying that they see in you. And when you hear those things, write them down so that you can remind yourself of the things that people have said to you. When I get letters from parents or letters from students, or I look at my old observations and stuff and I read them, I'm like, oh, wow, maybe I am really doing a good job. Yeah, definitely write down your accomplishments, and that will remind you of the things that you have accomplished. Like, okay, I know you're looking at that next goal. I know you're looking at that next chapter, looking at that next step, but let's just look back for a second so you can know that you can do this next step by seeing all the other things that you did that you maybe thought would never happen. You hear me? Like, you have to, and it's okay to toot your own horn sometimes.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
People shouldn't always feel like that they can't say anything about what they've accomplished because other people are going to think they're bragging or boasting or think that you're better than them. It should be okay to toot your own horn. You worked hard to accomplish that, so why can't you be proud and celebrate it?
That's true.
You can shine your light without dimming somebody else's. Why do people think because you are saying what you've accomplished that you're going to dim somebody else's light? Now, be humble. Don't be that person that's just like,
yeah,
you know, like that.
Yeah.
But it's okay to toot your horn when you've accomplished something and to celebrate.
Yeah. Because, you know, now I think about it, it's like, it is okay to toot your horn because it's like you have to remind yourself that, hey, these accomplishments, you know, are real.
It don't. Yeah. And sometimes it doesn't happen every day.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so it's just I think that, yeah, that's good. That's good. Nah, yeah. I was just like, yeah, you have to really remind yourself, like, just because you're in this place doesn't mean that it was all luck and that it was, you know, fake.
Yeah.
If you do toot your horn, you're going to get that reminder that, oh, yeah, this is real, I'm real, and I deserve where I am.
Yes.
Because I worked hard.
Yes, I worked hard. I worked hard. And sometimes working hard don't look the same for Jane as it does for Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah. you worked hard. That's what matters.
Yeah.
What your work hard is, that's what you did. Mm-hmm. And you should be able to say, I did it.
Yeah.
I did it.
Quit comparing ourselves. Let us do our journeys, man.
Don't compare yourself, because wherever you are, somebody wants to be. And wherever you are, somebody ahead of you has already been.
Yep.
So you're going to be on that next level no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
If you work hard, you're going to get to that next step. So don't be saying, oh, I'll never get there. And don't be saying, oh, I ain't never did nothing. Mm-hmm. Because what you have done, somebody wished that they had done.
Mm-hmm.
So be happy. Be appreciative. Be grateful. Have gratitude. Amen.
Dang. Yeah, that was real. That was like a slap in my face. Like, wake up. But yeah, so that is definitely imposter syndrome at its core. And then I just want to say that everybody goes through imposter syndrome at the end of the day. No matter who you are. I don't care what you say. It happens to the majority of us, and just know that you're able to get through it, through this syndrome can last a good chunk of your life.
Yeah. It'll appear, it'll go away.
Yeah.
But as long as you just stay positive, just know that you deserve it.
Positive and communication with others.
Yeah. Just to know you're not alone, and to know that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's going to be roses, and it's going to be real shit. And this imposter syndrome it's real shit.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is real shit.
But, I mean, you can get through it. And that's what's hopeful. And mm-hmm. that's what's inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Just know you do deserve it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to this episode of Don't Be Scared. We hope you found this discussion valuable, helpful, and informative. You can reach us through our website, social media, or by leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform. 5 stars, y'all. And don't forget to check out our resources and services at Don't Be Scared, where we help organizations and individuals engage with science and pursue their dreams in the field. Thanks for listening to this episode of Don't Be Scared. We hope you found this discussion valuable, helpful, and informative. You can reach us through our website, social media, or by leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform. 5 stars, y'all. And don't forget to check out our resources and services at Don't Be Scared, where we help organizations and individuals engage with science and pursue their dreams in the field.